say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a traveling edition of Hysteria 51. We're traveling edition because I am in Tennessee, not in this new studio, which is not even built yet, but I'm here getting stuff done. And David, well, you're always away. You're in parts unknown, Colorado, sir.
Yeah, it's a mobile studio. even if I'm just doing donuts in the parking lot.
That is a wonderful, wonderful thing to call a trailer, single wide. It's a mobile studio. And the bots are back in Chi-Town holding the fort down or burning it down or something like that. And we thought, because we are doing some traveling, we travel around the nation and celebrate, I think, I don't want to alarm you guys, but one of the most dangerous and ill-known cryptids known crept around this last weekend, the Easter Bunny. Huh. Is that a cryptid? Is that how that works? I don't know.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Mythological creature.
Yeah. Where does a mythological creature stop and a cryptid begin? You know,
I'll tell you where. I don't have a line for that, but yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what is Santa Claus? What's the Easter Bunny? What is, you know, the Lucky Charms guy, Tony the Tiger? I don't know.
It sounded like you were like, they're, you know, the Lucky Charms cryptids guy, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, just,
same dude.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm fat, and I like food.
I've never seen him in the same place.
Charlie Tuna. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this one comes to us. I was thinking about, man, you know, that's what brought this up to me is, what is the Easter Bunny? And I thought, man, every state's got a cryptid. Started looking, and boom, Childhood Brent's favorite magazine that my mom never let me buy, Fangoria. Remember that? Fangoria? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is May 1st of 2023. Monica Fish wrote, the 50 creepy creatures from each state that you never want to run into. And it's one cryptid from every state. Now, 50 of them is a lot. So we're going to break this up into two different episodes. We're going to do the first 25 this week and the next 25 coming up. And I thought it'd be fun to just look. And these are at random. They're not maybe even the most and well-known. They're just a cryptid from every state. Like, you know, Pete, the guy who never takes a shit. And, yeah, I don't know. Some of them I hadn't heard of. Some of them I had.
My favorite.
Some states have an abundance. And yeah, then some states have not as much. And I'm not going to file this under cryptid, but as I'm driving down here, I go through Kentucky every time. I see all the signs for Hopkinsville, and I think of you in the show.
That's very true. Yeah.
I got to get my shiny silver suit and my bullets ready and start waiting for some goblins. What's your favorite?
It's a tin roof.
Do you have a favorite cryptid?
From Kentucky?
No. Well,
just in general?
The poet laureate from Kentucky. No one's ever seen it. Yeah, in general. Like, do you have one? You're like, that's my guy.
Spring Hill Jack, if you want to call him a cryptid. I don't know that. You know, like, I like him because he's unclassifiable too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, but, that's one of my, I mean, that's my all time favorite of these topics. From Kentucky, I would have to go with the beast of the land between the lakes.
I would have went with Betwixt, but you know, you do what you got to do.
No, well, the place is actually called.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, but if I was naming it,
now I'm second guessing. It's been a while since.
The beast from the land between the betweens and betwixt and.
Yeah, it's the land between the lakes is an actual spot, like named So I'm not legally allowed to say yeah. betwixt.
And Lando Lakes is margarine and butter. So
yeah, that's right. And he married that Native American young lady.
Yeah, and just like a true American way, we got rid of the Native American on the packaging and kept the land. So there you go. They changed the packaging recently.
I mean, come on, guys, sheeple. Do you not see that it's LOL?
Oh, man. They're
playing a joke on us, people. Wake
First,
up.
They get rid of the Native Americans. Then phase two, we start ramming barges into fucking bridges. I saw this coming a mile away. And if you didn't, you got to question what the fuck you're doing with your life. I'm telling you right now, everyone knows Joe Biden was driving that cocksucking bridge. Not bridge, bridge. He was driving the bridge. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's coming right for us. It's Joe Biden. Who's on the hill? Oh, fuck. Trump's up there, too. Shit. Oh, it's all a lie. Oh,
that poor ship. Oh. That American patriot ship. Coming through,
I kept wanting to
choosing to do commerce.
I kept wanting to go to Jim Rice. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a slobber knocker. He killed him. Oh, man.
You're fitting into Tennessee pretty well there, yeah. I'll have to say.
There you go. So I'm just trying. I'm trying real hard. So we're going to get a break real quick because I need to refuel after that.
We have to reset.
I'm going to need a stick of Lando Lakes margarine. And when we come back, we're going to hit you with the first 12 on our list of the 50 creepy creatures from each state that you never want to run into. And that's debatable. You never know. I'm not going to judge you guys. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51.
Why limit yourself? That's what I want.
Yeah. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
You do you. I don't judge. I do judge. That's a lie.
I am a judge.
So I sent you this. We didn't go over this. You know, we're reacting to it. But we're going to start it off, meaning there wasn't a lot of research like normal here. This one's more of just a fun one. We're starting off in alphabetical order. Alabama's Wolf Woman of Mobile It's not mobile.
Nice.
It's not a mobile. And she's a not wolf mobile. Woman. Yeah. In early like April 1971, 50 fucking people reported seeing a half woman, half wolf creature, chimera, hybrid, whatever you want to call it. Hey, they're fucking having parties in the marshes down there. Some people said she escaped from the circus, and one witness even said she chased them home. That's that dog part of her coming in. They were in the car. Was it a coincidence that these reports started so close to April's Fool's Day, or all these people really see something? The paragraph ends there, so we'll never fucking know. But that is the Wolf Woman of Mobile, Alabama. You heard of that one before?
I don't think I have. No.
That one is not a new one to me. And I love that this Bangora did a picture, like a drawing for each one of these. And of course, we'll have the link into this. They are.
Yeah, the art's great.
Yeah, it's fun. And she looks, it is like half and half. Like, I love that they gave her wolf-like appearance, but they left her titties human.
classily covered up by her arm.
Uh-huh. I got nipples, but you can't see them because I'm a classy little wolf woman.
Have you ever been to Mobile?
I have not. No.
I went there for an SETC.
So non-theater people, and, that's a place where you go to get your dreams crushed.
That's correct. And after feeling like a suitable amount of cattle, we hung out. I mean, we got to experience very little of Mobile, but what I did, it was great.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
If you guys are not in theaters, though, this is a Southeast Theater Conference. What they do is you go in there and you come in and you will audition for people. And I've been on both sides because when I was at SIU, I actually, for SIU, would go in and listen to the auditions for people wanting scholarships. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, hundreds of people, hours a day, day after day. I don't know what's worse, having to go in and audition or having to sit through all of them.
Boy,
getting chased by the Alabama's wolf woman. That's the worst one. That's the worst part.
I'd take that. I would take that over.
Yeah.
Over this other. I couldn't imagine sitting there and listening to him.
Oh, right.
Know, doing it was hard enough. But yeah, you literally get callbacks to these companies and you have to go to their hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And
some of them. Yep. Yep.
It's a little, it's almost as creepy as it sounds.
Sit on the couch. Moving on. We got Alaska's, I'm going to butcher this. Kualupalik? How would you say that one?
I like that. Yeah.
Kualupalik. I don't know. Another one of the mythical creatures. Kualupalik
my balls.
They can Kualupalik of my own balls, Capitan. a mythical creature from the indigenous legends of the... I got to look this up because I don't want to butcher this. It's a the Kualupalik people. How do you say this? Of course, the first thing that comes up is like pronunciation. You want to... That's fucking photos. Here we go. Kualupalik. Yeah, there you go.
This Inuit legend of Kualupalik.
Yeah, so this you ever get those when you're trying to find a pronunciation? Yes. It's like a dude on a video that's like,
how do you say?
Yes.
Quintessentialism.
How to pronounce it? And you look at it's 4 minutes long. You're like, fuck, dude, no.
Yeah.
Like this podcast, like just tell us what the fuck it is. So this is an inner creature. It lives in the sea and draws children to the water with a hum like singing, because I know when I'm near water and I hear once there was this cryptid who floated in the water and drowned the Inuit children. She has a human-like body, green skin, long hair, and very long fingernails because she feels pretty that way. And she wears a park-like baby carrier called Amutik. I don't know. Parents often tell children that if they disobey and wander by themselves down to the Alaska's waters, she'll grab them.
They'll hear a lot of crash test igloos.
She'll grab them. They'll have to forever live in the sea, which is an amazing thing to tell your children. Just fucking make them scared at all times. Really start them young. Alive. She looks like a fucking zombie is what it looks like. Kind of green skin and, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah, that huge pack on her back.
Ooh, is it a pack? Is it a hump?
Well, I mean, really it know. Says baby like yeah, or, no, it's a carrier. Parka like baby carrier.
Yeah, no, that's and what it is. Yeah.
It's roughly the same size as her. So that's a damn big baby. Or hey, maybe well, she's a small cryptid.
That's because people like me are going down. They're like, come for me, baby. And she's like, no. I'm like, come on, you want me? Put me in your pack. God damn it, Brent. No. Call me son. Fuck you. Like, I'm the only thing that cryptids fear. He's just creepy.
I feel like there was a long time ago I covered an Alaskan cryptid.
Yeah.
And I forget the name of it, but it was like a giant scary woman with one foot that hopped around and chased people who got lost in snowstorms and stuff.
I'll go get you with my one foot. I'm coming for you. You don't know where you're going. I'm going to get you. I got one foot though, so I'm going to give you a chance.
moving on. We got on to Arizona. By way of Mongolia, it's not the Mongolian death worm. It's Arizona's Mongolian monster, and this bastard looks like an aged Yeti.
I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry, Arizona, and everybody, especially the people from Tucson. But like, it's like Magallan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no N for Mongolian.
Oh yeah. I just made that up. Fuck. I read it wrong. Thank you for keeping me honest. Magallan.
Pull that shit up. See how you pronounce this.
Man, we did our due diligence on this one.
This whole episode is going to be like, how do you
I
say that?
I fucking love that I told you, don't research this because we want to we want to react in time. And then we're like, all right, we got to look this up. Here it is. This is one I got to look up. Why is it got to be 50 seconds long? Here we go.
It's that dude.
It's him. Say it. Mogollon. I would never have came up with that one. And that was the guy, literally.
That was the dude I was just talking about.
This is how you pronounce stuff. I am vaguely French.
I have crapped my pants. That's how you say. Do you have a toilet?
How do you say diarrhea?
legend has it that this 7-foot-tall ape-like creature with large red eyes and long black hair lives in Arizona's how did we say that again? I already forgot.
Mogollon
Rim. He's a rimmer. And
he's a rim job.
Also known as the Arizona Bigfoot. There you have it. Reports claim that this monster smells like a mixture of dead fish, skunk, and decaying peat moss, or that first college roommate everyone gets that you're like, yikes. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Mine went crazy and quit school, ran away. This one is southeast of Flagstaff, northeast of Phoenix, and due north, but just a ways away from Tucson, Arizona. Mogollon Rim?
Yeah. He's an outer rimmer. Huh. Then we got Arkansas's White River Monster. This is just a big fucking fish with teeth, a.k.a. a fish. Now nicknamed Whitey, the Newport area sea creature. Hey, Whitey.
Come on, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arkansas's White River Monster, a.k.a. Hunky.
Oh, honky.
A Newport area creature legend goes all the way back to Native American folklore or truths, you know, as depending on what you want to believe. In 1937, though, national media reported a sighting of this giant Loch Ness monster cousin to the Arkansas River. They're in the Arkansas River, and news crews and the TV show Animal Planet filmed the river for weeks to get a glimpse of the supposedly 30-foot-long gray river creature. They came up empty. They said it looks like a cousin of Loch Ness Monster, and this photo looks like a fucking fish.
It's a super fish.
Yeah, it's
not even pretending to be. It doesn't have a neck.
It's not a plesiosaur. No, it's a fish with teeth and an angry disposition.
That's correct. I can believe that there are giant fish in rivers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That is not a stretch.
I don't know if you ever look, you go watch when they go underwater anywhere. You're like, nope. No, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forget that.
You know that lead thing down at the bottom of the sea, that thing with the tendril that comes out and it's got a light on the end of it?
Yeah, the anglerfish.
Anglerfish. Do you know how fucking big they are? They're bigger than
Aren't
you.
They like-
They're gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, that like blew me away. You see those and you're like, oh, that's probably.
Aren't they the type of creature that they just keep growing if they keep eating?
I mean, I don't know.
They're like lobsters or something.
They're like 3.5 feet in length and like as big. They have pictures like where people are standing next to, like you could like jump in their fucking mouth, man.
It is as scary in real life as it is in pictures. Like,
yes,
you think they're the size of a basketball,
right? Which is terrifying. Like, in of itself.
No, so and ironically, the White River Monster, aka Whitey, favorite food crackers.
He shares them with you, and then he starts tickling you, and you pull out your rape whistle, and you're like, and he's like, I got you with the crackers, bitch, you know, and then you're like, fucking Whitey, and then he has his way with you. That's
classic Whitey.
These crackers are damp.
Problem is he gets turned on when he's wrestling with you, and he's got a Whitey bulger.
I think we've rang everything out of that one there.
Yeah, let's keep on going.
Not to be confused with the Nessie's cousin who looks nothing like Nessie. Next up is California's Tahoe Tessie, and it looks just like the Loch Ness monster.
Allegedly.
How do you say these ones here? From the
Jacques Cousteau.
From the Washoe and
Paiute tribes.
Paiute tribes, yeah. To Mr. Jacques Cousteau. Legend of what lives in the deep Lake Tahoe waters is part of California's history. Appearing in the public dozens of times a year, the creature looks like an oversized 60-foot-long sturgeon fish or, again, like the picture here shows, the Loch Ness Monster, which is a play on a plesiosaur.
Man, come on. Okay, so there's a difference between a sturgeon and a plesiosaur.
I guess maybe if you see the sturgeon, you think it could be the neck because they're so long and they have crazy teeth. But they do have a local hotline set up in case you see it and you can call it in and be like, hey, I seen it. I seen that bitch. And, you know, he was eating jelly donuts in a Waffle House or some shit. Remember they used to say, Elvis is still alive. He's eating jelly donuts in the back of a gas station or whatever. That was
that's a little kernel of truth that they throw in there.
Throw it in.
Like, Elvis did love jelly donuts.
He did. Oh, man.
It makes sense.
This one, go ahead. Sorry.
California is chock full of cryptids.
Yeah.
You could have gone with the Borrego Sandman.
Yeah.
Could have gone with the Speedway Monster, the Fontana Speedway Monster. You know, could have gone with the
Cher.
What is it? The cement monster of
Jesus.
Bear Lake or whatever.
that's just all the dead Big bodies Bear. That they've thrown in there encased in cement.
Here's the thing. You could have gone with the Willow Creek Bigfoot, the old classic Patterson-Gimlin.
Like, you made that up. No.
Got me.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this is fun though because I'd never heard of this.
Yeah. Well, and then moving on to the next one, you've heard the name before probably if you're Stephen King. Colorado's Tommyknockers, which you actually summer with a lot down in Colorado or up or over.
Man, they're good guys. They just get a little rowdy when they drink. Come on.
They were British miners. Yeah. British miners came to America. They brought old European myths and superstitions with them or real creatures. You know? Choose your adventure on that one. Like the Brothers Grimm and the Lord of the Rings, miniature men played a critical part in their lore. They believe that leprechaun-like mythical creatures lived in Colorado's mines and played tricks on the workers, making strange noises. Tommyknockers were also warned of danger to the mine by knocking inside the walls like, I like to trick you, but I want you to be safe. I moved your lunch, but I also booted up a pillow so you didn't hit your head.
Practical jokes.
Why do all my cryptids sound like that?
You don't know that they don't.
I'm here to play some tricks on you. On your next trip to Colorado, explore these same mines 1,000 feet underground in Georgetown and in Jesus here. Then it goes, and enjoy Colorado's craft brew scene at Tommyknocker Brewery in Idaho Springs.
Huh.
Tommyknockers. Tommyknockers, Tommyknockers, knocking at your door.
Yeah, these are like you said, they come from English and Welsh.
Yeah.
Mythology and folklore. And yeah, so you had a lot of, you know, people working the mines and stuff because it's a cheap labor job. And that's what the kind of stuff they were doing, the Irish folks too, you know, when they came over to work and they'd work in the mines and stuff like that. So these came straight from there, but it's, you know, to explain a lot of the sounds that are down in caves and mines, oftentimes they're knocking sounds or just, you know. Who knows? It's probably settling a rock falling or something and echoing, but it's an interesting thing. And then they say, you know, they're not necessarily bad, but you can placate them with, I don't know, probably tobacco and food and alcohol.
Yeah. Cocaine and promises of acting work. Yeah, you know, just
exactly.
The normal
stuff. And yeah, as long as you leave them a black couch down there, they're fine. And so
he's having SCTC flashbacks again, kids.
So yeah, it's an interesting thing. I'm again, the author of the article, Miss Fish, is choosing some interesting ones from each state because Colorado has the very clearly made up legend of the Slide Rock Bolter,
right?
Which usually shows up on these kinds of lists.
Well, so that's why this list of 50, when I had the idea to do this, there is an abundance of these lists out there. And I picked the Fangoria one because they were mostly ones that were lesser known or not. Yeah. They aren't the heavy hitters that you might be ready for. That's why I kind of thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Next up, we have Connecticut's Connie. And if you are a Godzilla universe fan, kind of looks like Tiamat. It's the nice serpent dragon thing or a Chinese dragon. You know, if you kind of think of that, this one, not all mythical creatures on this list got their own museum exhibition, but Connie, the Connecticut River Serpent, does. Connecticut River has played a critical role in the state's history, development, and legends. First reported in the New York Times in 1886, two men spotted a creature with a black head as large as a barrel and with eyes as big as plates. They estimated this beast to be 100 feet long. And stories of Connie's and her adventures and all the things that she does, who knows what she's doing, they continue to be told by boaters today. And it's even the local mascot for river goers in Old Saybrook, if they have such a thing. Like, come on down, pet old Connie, and rent your fucking canoe for me or whatever.
Your pontoon.
Yeah, pontoon. Yeah, so I like when places lean into these things.
Oh, yeah. It's dumb not to. It truly is, because if you embrace it, you make more money for your town.
Yeah.
It's as simple as
exactly
that. And here we go, capitalism. Like, that's all you have to do.
The next one sounds made up. It's not the Puckwudgie, which I've heard of. It's Delaware, because, you know, Delaware just seems like it's not a real place. You know anyone from Delaware?
It is.
Other than the president.
This is how you say the word Delaware.
These intelligent, mythical creatures can be found in Delaware's woods. Native Americans believe that these aggressive monsters could appear and disappear instantly, use magic, start fires, create endless mayhem. And if you think you're being stalked by one of them, these things, stay away from cliffs or the beach. They've been known to push people to their deaths or blind them with sand. Pocket sand! You know,
pocket sand.
Yeah, they fuck with you. So don't fuck with a Puckwudgie. You heard it here
first.
This
is classic Native American legend. All up through the New England area, I'm surprised that Delaware lays claim to it.
Like 400 years ago, someone was like, Injok, what happened to your brother? Oh, a small creature pushed him through sand in his eyes and pushed him to his death. I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do.
That's so started the Puckwudgie.
I'm impressed by your Native American.
We also all have the exact same cadence and sound to our voice. Yet I'm this man's wife, and we do all sound like this.
Wow.
Yeah. And David Florin quits.
Next up, from India.
Yeah. Florida Skunk Ape. Now, this one is the
classic.
Yeah, you got to go with this. According to urban legends, Florida's Everglades and swamps are home to a wide variety of indigenous wildlife. Urban legends. Yeah, according to urban legends, there's a lot of life in the Florida Everglades, as well as a smelly skunk ape that lives among them. There's alligators and now giant rock pythons and shit, and then skunk apes. And spotting and tales started in the 1960s. Rumors and reports of an ape-like mythical creature called the Swamp Cabbage Man, because he smells like a carny. He's a Bigfoot and skin ape. What a name for all these. Repeatedly spotted running on two legs and not far from popular resorts on Marco Island is the official skunk ape research headquarters, where monster research and investigators, they go there to, not find them yet. And the iconic Florida roadside attraction is a must do for vacationers. If you want to spend money on junk, and we all do, get your Florida skunk ape bumper stickers and pennants and hats for the kids. And you can probably get one with a skunk ape and your name, if it's Bort on there, you know, on your coffee mug and all that shit. So, yeah, I don't know. Skunk ape.
It's chilly time.
I just like that. A lot of them stink, you know, they're like, hey, I saw it smelled like cabbage.
This one is like the king of stinks, right? Like it's the, It is so named, but yeah, every story you hear, almost every, but
yeah,
you usually smell it before you see it. But
you guys smell some? It was a fucking an ape, I swear.
Fuck. Yeah, it could easily be just some dude blaming his sister for his own fart or something.
Oh my God, did you hear that call? I think that was a tree knock. Oh God, it's throwing rocks at us. In Georgia's Alti the sea monster, another plesiosaur looking thing here. This one's got like the head of a T-Rex on it in the picture. Interesting.
This is like a sea monster wyvern. Because
yeah,
it's
only got the two
flippers and then a tail.
In McIntosh County, not known for their apples, their empty rice fields lives the Altamaha sea monster, now known in Georgia as Alti. The indigenous Muscogee tribes first told tales of Alti, and they increased when immigrants from Scotland settled in the area and started seeing shit. And they're like, uh-oh, that's him. Even today along the coast, people sometimes see a giant sea creature, strange thing, swimming in the river near the town of Darien. Not to be confused with Darien or any of those places.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Which I used to live next to. I've covered this one before in a miscrypted contest.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've got a little building that has a kind of like a statue of it or something, like a fiberglass thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's mostly known for that river.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, so they've, I don't know how much they've leaned into it, but, there's at least a place where you can, you know, find out more info on it.
Yeah. Next up, we got Hawaii's, Menahune. There you go. He did not skip leg day on the bottom half because he's got giant calf muscles here.
True. Bigger than his thigh muscles.
Yes. Native Hawaiians feel a deep connection to nature and the spirits that inhabit their islands. Full stop. Their stories explain the extreme force present in the beautiful but powerful land. And one such legend is the birth of the historic, God, why am I reading all these? Alakoko Fish Pond near Lahuna. On the island of Kauai, supposedly built by mythical creatures called Menahune, these mischievous forest-dwelling little people were engineering geniuses They go by dozers in other places. and created this entire fish pond in one night. While they were thought to have left, these mythical creatures are in the 1820 census as a population of 65. That's fucking weird.
That's weird.
Who is the weird census taker? Hey, hold up on that pond there, guy. I'm a mythical creature. Yeah, and I work for the government. Now, how many you got in there?
I don't care if you have a social security number or not. You got to tell me who's living
you
there.
Can be the most just fucking crazy mythical magic creature and bureaucracy comes a knocking. Mm-hmm. Just fucking
call me knocking.
Yeah, I'm here to destroy. Yeah, but do you have your permits? And did you fill them out in triplicate? Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, Idaho's Charlie. Now, this thing is cool looking. It's like a sea turtle fucked a plesiosaur, fucked a coral reef. And it's a giant sea serpent. Similar to the Loch Ness Monster. This is not looking like the Loch Ness Monster to me in the photo, at least. The Payette Lake outside of McCall, Idaho. And supposedly it's been there for centuries because these things never die. They're real and they have a small breeding population. Who knows? Locals call it Charlie. It's slimy, slim, or the Twilight Dragon of Payette Lake. You know, slimy, slim. That's a hell of a name. Several groups of people have seen.
These are great names. Yeah. I've never heard of this thing
before. Slimy, slim. What a
Twilight Dragon is pretty metal, too.
Yeah. So it's 30 feet long, and it's got the head of a giant dinosaur, humpback, shell-covered skin. Shell covered. That's where that coral reef shit comes from. It's interesting looking. And it looks like just told a joke that it's waiting for you to get. Huh?
It does.
And then you go, ah, I got you. I'm going to kill you now. Nice. And then I got to meet up with the census taker at 5:30. So that is the first half. Of I think we just plowed through, right? So that was the first half of I'm closing out shit here. Hold on, because the first 12. So we're gonna go to break. We come back, we got a few more, I guess the other half, 13.
Nice.
if I'm not, it's not bad at my math there. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51. Dum 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 dum. Let's get weird, or at least cryptidy, as you do. What's your favorite one so far? I'm going with Slimy Slim, but it's really because of the photo.
Well, I like the name Twilight Dragon, too.
Yeah.
It's got to be that one or the Alaskan one, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. States from here on out, well, not on this list, but states in general, mm-hmm. when you're picking your cryptid, stop it with the fucking plesiosaur.
Yeah, exactly.
Find something new, make something up. I don't care.
At least this one looks very different.
It's more chimeric, which is
what cooler. Did it look like again? It had a turtle shell with spikes and a dinosaur head and flippers and guns and two turrets and a small mining community and a religious settlement on its back, and it exuded confidence.
He was a good guy if you got to know him.
Yeah, how would you describe it? I'd say gentle yet loving. What?
Tough but fair.
Oh, we're kicking this half off with a place that we've both called home, Illinois, and I'm glad that they picked the one they did, because it's not the one that you hear a lot with Illinois, depending, especially True. Mothman anymore. He's kind of set up residence there. Illinois is the Coal Hollow Road Monster. I've heard of this before, but it's not as big as they're going to say. 3 hours outside of Chicago, which is half of Illinois, lives a 7-foot-tall, 200-pound ape, which that's skinny. 7-foot-tall, 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Long hair. the Cahomo, as locals call him.
No Cahomo.
Hey, no Cahomo. was first spotted in the 1970s and as recently as 2000. So he's taking a little hiatus. In 72, more than 200 cars joined a search party on Coal Hollow Road to catch a glimpse. They were unsuccessful. Spoiler alert. Track Cahomo's movements around Peoria, if you want to. That's what they were doing. And the surrounding area. And the mysterious Heartland website, if you can find it on there, you can find where people go there and you can find where people claim it. I'm not far from Peoria, and this is not something that we talk about much, but I have heard of it. So
yeah, maybe in the 70s.
Right. Well, right. And it hasn't been seen in 24 years, which probably means it was real. Time to get the fuck out of Illinois. Indiana's Devil Lake Monster. Anyone want to guess what this looks like? It looks like a plesiosaur with a fishtail, actually.
This literally looks like someone drew a giant perch or bass or something.
Yeah.
And then stuck flippers in a long
neck. Yeah, yeah.
And a dragon head on it. Like, come on. A seahorse head, really.
So
Lake artist's interpretation. Let's just
Well, you can do what you do. So Lake Manitoba lives the mythical creature that doesn't like people messing around with its home. Unlike others, they're like, make yourself at home. Come on in. Eat. You know, take your feet off.
Change it.
You know. Well, in 1827, when workers started prep work to build a mill on the lake shore, they got a visit from the 30-foot, which is just what everything measures, 30 feet. A monster with a long neck and a horse head. That is not I would not call that a horse head at all. Looks like a seahorse head.
Yeah, seahorse head.
Yeah. I guess they were doing their due diligence and I'm dumb. Do you think it could have just been a large buffalo carp? They ask ? With a similar head ?
What is that?
Buffalo carp fish. I love that it said buffalo carp fish in case you don't know. Okay, so here's a giant buffalo carp. That is not a horse head. That is a giant, just a normal fucking fish.
Hey, remember when I said it looked like a carp? I had not read this before.
No shit, right?
That's weird.
Yeah, no shit.
And this does not have a neck.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, that is a very...
What? They literally just said it's a long neck and a horse head. And a buffalo carp fish, also known for a similar neck and head. I'm living in fucking La La Land then. Look it up, people. There is no neck. There is no horse head.
The no neck monsters. Yeah, no shit.
What is going on?
I don't.
Did they copy and paste from a different thing? Like, that's weird.
It's very different. not to be confused with Iowa's Mugwump. Another lake-dwelling monster is said to reside in Lake Timiskaming. You guys got to work on your fucking lake names, man. Timiskaming, long before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Brent, say it in the Native American voice. Might sound right.
My settlement is near Lake Timiskaming. That is where the little people come and push us off cliffs. We carry our own pocket sand now. It's blessed.
Every listener has permission to throw a spear at us.
Yeah, no shit. Charlie the Chocolate Factory, long before, and the Harry Potter, Iowans have been used to the term to describe a giant hairy beast living in a swamp marsh in Venture, Iowa. Mugwump. Yeah, not to be outdone by those other things. Mugwump. It just looks like a marsh-dwelling Bigfoot.
Yeah.
With weird.
Yeah.
With the face from They Live, oddly enough.
Perfect.
He's like, oh, Barry, consume. Like, dude, there's nowhere to do anything on here. I'm just doing my best, man. This is my area. Shop. Watch. This one wins for just the best fucking name ever. And I'll die on that hill. Kansas is Sinkhole Sam. was a Kansas urban legend the inspiration for the Exogorth, That almost ate Princess Leia. Oh, that's the thing. Oh, yeah. Han Solo and Chewbacca in Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Starting in December of 1952, yeah, people reported a snake-like wormy beast between 15 and 30 feet. 30 fucking feet, man.
Jeez.
We're firing on all cylinders here. Swimming in the big sinkhole. Affectionately called Sinkhole Sam. Many residents believe it's just an oversized gopher snake. You decide. I wonder what a gopher snake looks like. Probably every other snake you've ever fucking seen in your life, but I'm looking that one up too.
Probably like a buffalo carp.
Looks exactly like a plesiosaur. No.
What is it? Where's this from?
Sinkhole Sam.
Big sinkhole.
Yeah, big. That they're more bullshit from Big Sinkhole keeping you down.
This is like a lake.
Yeah.
Where is this? Wow. Try describing anything's location in Kansas.
Yeah.
This is northwest of Wichita.
It's south of anything that matters and north of anything that you'd want to see. No. I'm going to Wichita. Kentucky. The Kentucky one is, I've never heard of this one. I wonder if you have. It's a religious one. Kentucky's Pope Lick Monster. I'm going to lick your face. Bring me the Pope. What? Bring me the Pope. What are you doing? I got an axe and I look like a fucking guy from Lion, Witch, and the Robe Dump. No, Warden, bring me the fucking Pope. I'm going to lick him. It looks like, what are those called?
Satyrs.
Satyrs, yeah. If you live
this is a pretty famous goatman.
I've not heard of this one, oddly enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised you haven't heard of this one. This one is the guy that lives around the Popelik Trestle, the train bridge.
Yeah. Said
if you walk across this train trestle, he'll appear on the other side.
And bring me the Pope. You're like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Pope by rails.
Bring me the fucking Pope. It says this half man, half goat creature traveling through the area with a circus. He survived a gruesome train wreck, as you do. And been terrorizing the Old South Railway trestle for so long that it's got its own episode of Destination America. Go there and... he's got an axe in the photo, so he might just be, he's heating his home, I want the Pope to be comfortable when I lick him. I'm going to make sure it's warm in here.
I'll tell you what. So there needs to be a list started. Number one is your cryptid looks like a plesiosaur.
Yeah.
And then somewhere down that list, not too far off, is circus train crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bingo space on your bingo card.
No shit. In the center. Yeah. Center's free.
So at least the second one on this list we've covered, right?
Yes. Now I'm going to let you, Louisiana.
I'll let you finish.
How do you say this one?
Rougarou.
I want to ask, is it just got non-hairy pecs or is that a nice fucking tan line on this thing? Because it's a female, and they're like, oh, man, look at this. I don't want my titties to get burned. So Louisiana's rich Cajun folklore includes a werewolf or half-man, half-dog creature that lives in the swamps southeast Louisiana. Originally called Loup-Garou, French for werewolf. Its name was changed into Rougarou after generations of storytelling because, change shit for history. Because
it rhymes.
Locals will tell you that if you don't observe Lent properly for 7 years in a row, you become a Rougarou. So if you're in New Orleans for Halloween, take a road trip to the Rougarou Fest in Houma, a little more than an hour outside of the city. H-O-U-M-A. Houma?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Not
sure. Let's see if there's a... Because we're butchering everything here.
This is how you pronounce the city a little more than an hour outside of New Orleans.
Houma, I think, is how you say that. Houma. That is not... H-O-W-M-U-H. Houma is how they say it. That's not how I would have said
Houma,
that.
Houma, sweet Houma.
Yeah.
These things are fun. This is a classic Louisiana thing.
Yeah.
the stories came from French Canadian, basically, as they make their way down.
Yeah. I saw a werewolf. A Lupin Garou. they told that story to the Native Americans a lot. Maine's Paco Moonshine Lake Monster. Fuck your fucking weird named waterways, America. Algonquin lore says that the shaman once disagreed with another tribe's chief, as you do. So they took to the lake to settle the matter and transformed to a giant snail and a 40-foot-long serpent for the fight because they needed 10 more feet just in case. The shaman snail won and hung the chief serpent on a tree next to the lake. And ever since, there have been reports of a 30-foot-long monster fucking whatever you want to call it at the lake and colossal snail tracks in the mud. Not to be confused with what's all over David Flora's bed sheets. Considering that the anaconda can grow to this length, could it be an oversized snake living in Maine? That's a weird thing to throw in there. Maybe it's just a big old, you know. I don't know. Snail tracks.
I like that it had one of those, like, who would win, you know, between a snake and a snail.
A 40-foot snail or a snake or a giant, the snail. Who knew?
The snail one, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Deadliest Warrior?
Yes. Yes, I
have. Love that show. Anyway, just reminds me, you know.
The snail versus the serpent.
And the rainbow. Maryland's goat test man. It. Now, this goat man is a lot more muscular than the satyr. He looks more just like a fucking, an evil goat man. And if you grew up near Prince George's country, you probably heard of the state's mythical. God damn you for being right. You probably heard of the state's mythical creature like the Snallygaster or the Goatman. So is the Goatman a goat herder who went insane or the result of an experiment gone bad by the Bellsville Agriculture Research Center? Hey, you know how I'm working on corn? Yeah, I didn't. I need to talk to upper management because the Census Bureau is here and I don't know how to fucking answer all these checkmark questions. Either way, this half man, half goat monster reportedly is to blame for gruesome animal deaths in the area. But, you know, maybe he's just hungry. You know,
I'm pretty sure this one is the goat man of Bowie, like Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the same one because the legend goes that, this scientist was working on human hybrid research at this.
I'm into agricultural evil and agriculture.
Then, you know, somehow he himself turned into half goat and he grabbed an axe and went crazy.
As you do. We've all been there, you know?
Classic.
Massachusetts beasts of Truro. Reports of a monster attacking livestock have been reported in Cape Cod for decades. The beast of Truro has been described as an 80-pound cougar with small ears and a curved rope tail. Some describe the creature as more of an oversized mountain lion.
As opposed to those cougars with giant ears that you normally see.
Yeah, or debit card or plastic cards and fake tits. If you live in the area, keep your cats and livestock indoors at night or they might be the beast's next victim. Would an 80 pounds would not be an oversized mountain lion. That would be an undersized mountain lion.
I think so.
Yeah.
This thing is, I guess, compact and dense. I don't know.
Right?
I like the curved tail part.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. He fucked a pig. He's got back in the day. Michigan's Pressy, not to be confused with Nessie. This is, you guys, I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. You can probably figure it out, but it's more of a, like you said, it's only got the two flippers.
Yeah.
So
it's a sea wyvern.
Sea wyvern, yeah. Over the years, the Great Lakes' deep, vast waters have been the supposed home of various mythical creatures from the sea monster of the Mackinac Straits to the Saginaw Bay Beast and the Presque Island River Pressy. An infamous photograph of Pressy was taken in 1977, but it was too blurry to make out precisely what they had spotted in Lake Superior. Was a sea monster with a whale's tail and the head of a horse, which is another thing that we see all the time. Or was it a capsized boat?
Just like carps.
A giant rock, a fish. Verdict is still out. So we're going to look up this photo real quick. Let's see what this thing looked like. Photograph of Pressy. And that didn't come up real easily, but I'm still looking. Let's see what this...
It's funny. I get a lot of Toto album covers. What the fuck's that about? Past to present is what I get when I search for Pressy 1977.
Yeah, like this one's not coming up for this infamous photo. Photograph present in Michigan. Crap.
Presque Isle.
I don't see the image. I see some photos here, but here we go. It looks like nothing. If this is the photo.
Is it just like dark water with a little
thing
in the middle?
Yeah. Looks like a ship or a ship.
Someone has zoomed in on it under that, and it kind of looks like, huh.
Goddamn plesiosaur.
It kind of looks like a whale head, but very, like, stunted.
Yeah. It's a stunted whale's head. That sounds like some IPA that you pay way too much for and you don't even drink.
It does look like it has an eye.
Would you like a stunted whale's head? No, thanks. I'm sober this week.
I'm watching.
I gave it up for Lent, and I got to because this was 6 years in a row that I didn't do it properly. I got to make sure I do it this year. Then next up, Minnesota's Hairy Man of Vargas or Vargas Trails. We got another Bigfoot here, and this one is a... if you've watched Sci-Fi's Haunted Highways, then you might remember the Hairy Man of Vargas Trail. For decades, small town has been rocked by strange animal deaths, supposedly at the hands of an 8-foot-tall creature from the woods, and not Larry, the dude who hit his head at age 9 and has never been the same, and his mom makes excuses for him. not to be confused with that.
Yeah.
This one, I hope to God that I am referred to when I die as the Tennessee one, but this is Mississippi's three-legged ghost. Mississippi.
I like that we're just blowing past the Bigfoots now.
Yeah, it's Bigfoot.
It's like, it's 90% Bigfoot or Nessie.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
At least
this one I'm excited
Mississippi,
for.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. So, Mississippi, this monster, it's the living remains of a young girl killed by a satanic cult. Or the ghost of the girl's mother carrying her daughter's leg. You choose, because both have been seen. Either way, people travel to an old church on Nash Road to race the ghost. Like, for pink slips. Because everyone knows if you're a real ghost, you live your life a quarter mile at a time. See for yourself what happens when you turn off your car's headlights and honk your horn 3 times. I do not ever, ever, ever want to go into the woods, turn off my car, knock 3 times or honk 3 times, and have anything referred to as three-legged come near me. Meep, meep, meep. Oh, you chose poorly. Fuck. Uh-oh. We got last one, and then we're ending on a good one because it's not the same as everything. It's not another plesiosaur, and it's not another, Bigfoot of some sort. It is the Missouri's Ozark Howler. I've heard of this one many times.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Outside of Branson, in the Ozark Mountains, there lives a mysterious creature at the center of centuries of folklore. And you can hear his eerie cry, even if you can't see this bear-like creature with hair and horns. Skeptic claims it must be a cougar, bear, or wild dog. However, wildlife officials say that there is no population of cougars in the state. And reports of the beast don't match the description of domesticated animals turned loose by owners because not a lot of bears with horns are out in the woods. Those are all still in captivity. So the Ozark Howler, and it's near Branson. So you better believe you can get like the Ozark Howler breakfast buffet and everything else because that is a tourist destination.
Ozark Howler.
Yeah. And that was pretty good. And the next half, we got a lot more, I'm going to have to say the next half has more weird shit that's not, we got a lot of Bigfoots, but there's more weird stuff.
I'm scrolling through.
We got a lot more cool
choice
shit.
Ones here. Yeah.
So that is the first half of America. And it was fun. And next half, so we're going to hit you up next time with the other half. And where else should we go? You guys got like a European version or something? If you got a link to something, let us know. And we are going to check it out. And we could do that for you. This was fun just learning about some not so well-known cryptids that are out there that I should say not so well-known. Someone's like, motherfucker, I make my living selling beaded curtains with a muckwudgie or whatever the... You know, the Delaware...
The mugwump.
Delaware pearl diver, or whatever the fuck people were calling shit.
I wish.
Come here and get our beads and hear the stories of our people.
That's all we need, more of that.
And the stories of how we deal with the puckwudgie. You guys, send us those weird at hysteria51.com. And you can call us. We need more voicemail. 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. If this one sounded weird this week, I was in a non-treated room in Tennessee. Looks like I'm in prison. I sent David a photo. It's like, here's where I'm recording from. So, yeah, get those in. And you got anything on the horizon for you coming up?
Jeez, let's see.
Crying in a corner.
That's mostly what I mean, that's not on the horizon ever. It's happening real time. Nothing huge. You can, if you haven't watched my movie yet, you can find it on Apple TV and Amazon Prime. Just search for Shadows in the Desert.
And if you haven't watched my movie, it's on X Hamster.
How many X's is that, by the way?
I wasn't really sure.
But, That's what I got going on. Check out my audiobooks. Go to Audible and search for my name, David.
The other thing, your takeaway this week, other than search for David Flora everywhere you go, is if you are a normal person, if you're Chuck Norris, or if you're a fucking beast from somewhere, when the census taker comes a knock and you listen, because bureaucracy knows no bounds. And there are evil scientists even in agriculture. So we've learned a lot this week. And we'll see you next time on Hysteria 51.
Bye. It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.